The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 3rd of September, 7:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a proposed producer in training back there. Good morning, everybody. He's waving. National Day.
National Day. We got.
Or some kind of day today. Besides Wednesday.
It's U.S. Bowling League Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a bowling league?
I have.
I have not.
I have.
I was 10.
I'm not very good.
I think 10 I was or 11. 10, too. I think I was in 5th or 6th grade.
Something like that.
I think my highest score was 120. But it was fun. I'm the gutter ball queen.
You went when we were playing that, and when we were all bowling that one night, you just kicked butt.
I don't know if it was margaritas or what it was, but I won. And then the next time I was gutter ball queen. So kind of lived there a little bit better.
So what's the weather look like?
We are going to have about 102 today, so if you're feeling that humid. Was that the most unusual sky last night?
It was.
It was almost like alien spacecraft sky. Something was happening there. It was orange hue. It was absolutely gorgeous. So anyway, we're going to have that hot afternoon as well. Tomorrow calls for 100 degrees, mostly clear skies with 68 tomorrow night. Friday is 93. Saturday coming up, 89. Can you believe that? We are now 10 degrees under that triple digit, 89, and Sunday, 89. So time to get out.
What about Monday?
Monday looks like we've got a slight chance of showers.
Yeah.
And Sunday night, slight chance of showers. So about 86 on Monday,
wow.
Slight chance of showers on Tuesday with 86. Time to put your inside plants outside.
It's doing. It's luring us into this.
I know.
And then next winter, it'll be 112 or something like that.
The weather's
like
brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Always giving seniors and veterans discounts in Anderson, located in Anderson, 365-3793 for all your Shasta and gas needs. I'm so excited about our guests coming up here.
We're having all the dancers that are on from One Safe Place for Dancing with the Stars.
And it's so organized.
And it is. And so today we have Dr. Jesse Current and his partner, Kristen Lawrence.
Good morning.
So good morning, you two.
Morning. Thank you for having us.
Tell us just a little bit about you, Jesse.
So I'm a...
Dr. Jesse.
Dr. Jesse's good. I am a physician. I work at Prestige Medical Care, and then we just founded Juniper Healthcare. I am a local. I grew up in Weaverville, so I've been...
Been in
the North State for pretty much my whole life.
Love Weaverville. I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
So, okay, grew up there. Were you doing... Now, what got you into medicine? Let's hear a little bit about your background.
I don't really have a family tradition of medicine. I had a kind of a rare spinal tumor when I was growing up, so I had a lot of back pain and disability. And basically, in my senior year of high school, I had a major surgery at UCSF, and that really started my path towards medicine.
Okay.
How interesting! So, yeah. What was the doctors that inspired you, and when you went through that at practice, being the patient, you felt like I'm gonna do this because I know what it feels like to be on this side.
Yeah, and it took me a good 5 years to get diagnosed, so I never missed a spinal tumor in my practice.
Oh man,
I guess not.
And now you're dancing.
Yeah,
so that's amazing.
But now you're doing over at Juniper. You are into the geriatric.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, my two partners, John Osborne and Adam Flowers, we started Juniper Healthcare in March. And there was just a huge demand for senior care in Chester County. The wait lists are
amazing.
Yeah, kind of terribly long. And so we started basically a Medicare clinic that's really targeted for seniors that want a place to have a medical home. And our goal is to keep people healthy and independent and out of the hospital and out of a nursing home.
You know, what we love about doing this show is for this very reason. right now is an awareness of what's happening in our community. Not only are we going to be talking about One Safe Place and some statistics there and the two of you dancing and what it's meant for you on this journey, but it's to learn about, you know, you do, Dr. Cron, and Juniper Healthcare. I mean, I didn't know about that till now. So I think that's exciting for our listeners as well to know more about who you are.
Yeah.
And why you chose to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other half of the team, of course, is Kristen Lawrence.
What a great smile.
Kristen, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a transplant. I'm from Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
But I...
Does not make you a bad person, huh?
Well, no. I think it makes me quite interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Then they had her formative years in Las Vegas.
I spent a lot of time in Las Vegas, too.
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
But I got married and moved here in 2011, and then I've been dancing with Cascade Theater with their local productions ever since, minus a couple years I took off to have two beautiful boys.
Whoa. 2 years, two boys?
Yeah, well, they were 3 years apart.
Okay.
You danced.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'm just,
you
I mean,
danced,
you know, I have relatives. I have relatives. You know, it's like boom, boom, boom. Yeah. That's it. You know, and so they're all stair steps.
But dancers, like Erin is somebody I know very well, but you just dance through your pregnancy and being so fit, it's hardly even your 5 months that people don't even know.
Yeah.
So you were dancing, and do you do Cascade Christmas and those productions? That's fantastic.
Now, Jesse.
Fantastic, Jesse.
You are, the way they did it was everybody drew for a different, segment of One Safe Place to represent.
Yeah.
I believe that was it. And yours was Crisis Hotline / Hospital Response.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. There's basically a lot of services that are provided for basically patients that have, you know, have had sexual assault. And so a lot of times, you know, There's the 24-hour crisis hotline. So if people are feeling scared or concerned or need help, there's a hotline they can call 24/7. And then another big part of their program, they have a sexual assault response team, or SART. And if someone is, usually goes to Shasta Regional Emergency Room or Mercy Medical Center Emergency Room, and they have to do an exam, do an interview. Usually they collect evidence, sometimes, you know, clothing and skin samples and things like that. And so One Safe Place provides these SART bags, which are, they're $75 each, and it has a replacement, like pajamas, undergarments, journaling, a coloring book, all kinds of, you know, toothbrush and, you know, hand sanitizer and all kinds of things. But basically a way to, you know, if you're in an emergency room, it's kind of cold, it's scary, you're alone, you just had a horrible thing happen, and the whole goal is to bring some dignity back to the people that have gone through this experience.
And there's somebody there with them too, right?
Yeah, and they have specially trained nurses and staff that are with them and kind of coach them through the whole process.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Jesse Curran and Jennifer Lawrence. Kristen Lawrence.
Well,
why did I say Jennifer Lawrence? Well, it's well.
You she's could be, cuter than Jennifer
you
Lawrence.
Could be in the movies, Kristen.
I know she's got a darling.
And they're here. They're going to be Dancing with the Stars. And when we come back from our break, I get to poke fun at them because they're out there dancing in front of thousands of people who are judging them.
And what dances you're going to be dancing? Can we talk about that?
When we get back, we can do that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. The only full service jewelry store in Reading, has, an incredible displays of different types of jewelry at very, very fair prices. They have the only watch repairman, the only, stone cutter. You can design jewelry there and you can have it built there. This is just a great place, locally owned, locally operated, been here for like 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we will be right back.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
All right. Come on, you guys. All right. We're in the car. We're rolling along, everybody. Wow, wow, wow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and I can...
You're allowed.
I'm going to shoot you with a deer... permission. With a deer drink here in a second. Okay. It's 7:18 in the morning here on the 3rd of September. We are here with two of the dancers from Once They Place for their Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. And that would be Dr. Jesse Curran and Kristen Lawrence, the pro. Now, can you tell us what dances you're going to do?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
So we're lucky to get to do two dances.
Right.
And we're doing a 50s East Coast swing.
Okay.
Woo.
And then a 70s disco, Hustle.
Okay, now.
Do the hustle.
Dr. Jesse, are you a dancer?
No.
Yes, you are. Now you are.
Have you ever danced?
No.
Okay.
I love it.
Neither had I when I was in this.
Yeah.
Okay, so to hold some hope out for you, I won. So the judges said I was the best. Yeah. It wasn't had anything to do with raising money or anything, because. But if I can do it, this is what I tell everybody. You all can do it. And the thing about it is that how many practices? Are you all practicing a lot?
Yes. Like twice a week?
Yeah, that's
right.
Cool.
That's excellent.
Cool.
I think I saw you guys, you said, in the backyard, wherever we can just grab a minute. We're practicing.
Yeah.
Are you starting to where you're in the kitchen or you're someplace or maybe in the office and you start to do that, it starts to seep into your mind and then you start to do a little dance, a little eight count?
No.
Like,
no?
You mean when you're in your practice and you're walking down the passageway, you're not doing 2, 3, 4.
Do the hustle.
Kristen has had her work cut out. I'm not a dancer. I've never been a dancer. And I've really had to work really hard.
Well, I would like to say that. I would say now you are a dancer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Threshold.
That's wonderful. You've crushed the threshold. You know, I think if you just have try in your head, that's the most important thing. You're going to do it. So what inspired you to say yes when they asked you?
I've been involved with One Safe Place since residency. And so we would do rotations there and help take care of the women and children. And so that's how I did residency at Shasta Community Health Center. And so it was probably like 2018, 2019 when I first went to One Safe Place. And then ever since I finished residency, I've been donating to their cause. And so I think through that and with, you know, my wife, Carlin, Elizabeth reached out and asked if we would do the Dancing with the Shasta County Stars. So,
and you said,
now
okay,
your wife is an ICU nurse.
Yes.
And so, I mean.
So do your kids, you have three sons.
Yeah.
Do your kids watch you?
Yeah.
So they probably will never, they'll always remember this one day at Thanksgiving table, 10 years, 15 years from now. Remember that time, Dad? You were in the backyard dancing all the time and we couldn't figure it. And then it inspires them to go beyond their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Watching and witnessing.
The one thing I can tell you, and I'm, you know, kidding earlier about thousands of people, but they're, you know, it's pretty full, is that, like we were talking that first night, everybody's on your side. And once you get going, the secret is don't stop. Mm. It's like the train's left the station. No matter what you do, keep moving. And so that's my secret. But I think it's, first of all, it's just wonderful that members of our community, including our pro side, come out to support this great, great organization. And you're putting yourself out there. And everybody up there is screaming and cheering for you because, you know, one, they're proud that you're out there, but two, that they're not out there. Just remember.
Now, the date is October 18th, and I know it's going to sell out if it's not already close to being sold out. So you can get tickets. They're just $20 to $55, depending on the seat. This is the 16th year. It started in 2007, and I will say that I guess I was involved for many, many, many years.
You had to be at least
somehow involved in the show. So I love
least,
the fact
at least
that
10 or 12 years.
Somehow involved with the show. And so I love where it's evolving, where it's gone, and I love the fact that this year, that the way that they did the fundraisers, each one of you selected a specific part of One Safe Place. And you specifically, once again, tell our listeners, the crises?
The Hospital Response Crisis Center, yeah.
Right.
And so that's a hotline, a hospital response team, then also a sexual assault response team. There's these kits that come with every patient that's seen. So that's my big drive. I have a video up kind of outlining the SART bags. And, I think it's a great cause, and there's a great need for it.
Do you have some fundraisers going?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about those.
I'm actually hosting a pickleball tournament Saturday at Enterprise Park.
I think I saw that.
So
okay.
We're doing doubles. We're trying to have male-female couples teams. It's $50 donation to One Safe Place to enter, and we're going to have a big tournament and have some prizes, and hopefully we have a good turnout.
Just smiling away.
Are you a pickleball player, Kristen?
Sure. I played four times, but I love it.
And Jesse's a dancer.
Yeah.
So, because he's danced four times.
That's true.
So now here we go.
We're even.
My coach told me, when somebody said, oh, look, you can dance. And she rightly pointed out, I could dance for 2 minutes of a certain type of dance. And I was, that was it. So to call me a tango dancer wasn't maybe necessarily true, but for 2 minutes, I could dance that dance. Which she made up.
Well,
because
it was straight. We want to remind everybody that each couple, each pro and each contestant that has a couple, they were had drawn or selected a certain part of one safe place. That's the first time I think they've done this instead of an overall, and that's the competition, if you will, besides the dancing. And so what we wanted to also point out is that every dollar raised through this event stays local, directly supporting services of abuse, violence, and exploitation. We do have sex trafficking that we talk about that happens a lot in the North State. So as we talk about how fun Dancing with the Stars is that, well, let's also have a kind of if you want to call a...
Knowledge of what
there you go.
They're doing at One Safe Place with so many things. We've had friends that were on the crisis hotline, and we were out for dinner. She had a phone call, and she disappeared for the rest of the dinner. We all understood why.
Right.
But, you know, you've got volunteers doing that. And it's like Jesse said, I didn't realize that they were bringing down kits for those for sexual assault victims. But,
yeah.
You know, I have read about those. I didn't realize that One Safe Place was doing it to kind of bring back some humanity to them.
Yeah, they're only $75, and that it could have a huge impact on someone's life. So I feel like, you know, just kind of throwing money at an organization is definitely helpful. But if you can contribute, you know, $75, you're buying a full kit for, you know, someone that's going to use it and really appreciate it. And it could be, you know, really important in that time of need.
Great. Okay. So how many more practices have you, and I will tell you, I was down. I was almost doing it every day toward the end because I'm driven and I don't have a great memory. So how many more practices do you all have?
As many as we can get.
Right.
Okay. We're ramping up. Yeah.
Ramping up.
We started about once a week, and it's kind of turning into twice a week.
And then it'll go toward the end, maybe three times a week.
Hey,
you know what? Again, thank you so much for doing this.
Yes.
This is such a great event, but you can't do it unless you have people like you, Jesse and Kristen, to come out there and put yourselves out there and then also at the same time raising
and
money.
Do the hustle and the 50 swing. Yeah. Love it.
And Linda,
fun. Really fun.
Linda used to judge, and you judged for 12 years or something, but I don't think you ever gave a score below 8?
I was in the 9s and 10s.
Always in the 9s and 10s.
Because I think everybody out there is perfect. So, because you did it, you know. And like Bobby says, follow through, never stop.
Okay, so pickleball tournament?
Yeah.
This?
Next Saturday, so the 13th.
The 13th, and it's going to be at?
Enterprise Park at 8 a.m.
Enterprise Park at 8 a.m. It's a $50 donation to One Safe Place, but there's prizes and awards and who knows.
Hey, trophies. Quick question. What level is this pickleball tournament? What are these levels?
We have a whole mix of people, but actually two of the PAs that work for me are quite good at pickleball. I'm told Will Nesbitt is like a 5.2 on the pickleball Richter scale.
My sister's pretty good. She's like a 4.8 or 4.9.
I didn't know that there
was a whole rank order.
Like you got to remember, pickleball started in the backyard of somebody.
I don't know.
It was named after their dog.
We did that show last night with Dr. Strickland, and she's a pickleball fanatic. So I didn't know that there was like a...
My parents are, and my sister are back east, and they've been playing probably for about 10 years now.
Oh, it's a thing.
It's a big sport.
It is. I saw it on ESPN over the weekend, pickleball. Mm. And they're serious about this stuff. This isn't hit the ball and take a drink of beer. Okay, well, Dr. Jesse Curran and Kristen Lawrence, thank you so much for being with us today.
And
thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.
On the 18th of October.
And Dr. Curran, of course, is the co-founder of Juniper Healthcare. Medicare-only clinic launched this year, a few months ago, to prove access and quality care for older adults in Shasta County.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and maybe a couple, maybe your opponents are waiting to come on after this break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Oh, look at this. Well, we know, can see right here, one of the team has got rhythm. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bond. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 7:34. It's going to be 100 degrees today, but it's going to start cooling off. I mean, we're going to see the 80s this weekend.
You know, we have another married couple in front of us.
So we do.
There's two couples here that are in the community doing things, and I,
Well, today is One Safe Place Dancers.
Right.
And
this
we
morning.
Had Dr. Curran and Kristen, Jess Curran and Kristen on, but now we have two more of these dancers, and you're going to need to pull that in. Okay, yeah. Right there. And we're talking about Jason and Mindy Odell.
And how are you guys this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're doing good.
Well, you know what? I'm not really sure in my years of being involved with Dancing with the Stars that I ever saw a husband and wife that got to dance together. So I think it's really cool that you have taken this on as a project. You've obviously worked really under intense circumstances before as being a husband and wife, business owners, and you keep on building the empire. But what was it like for you to then decide, oh, we're going to do this together. We're going to dance together. We're going to be in competition together in Dancing with the Stars.
When I first got invited as the star, I was like, well, I know who the best pro is, and that's my wife. And so it was pretty easy. It makes date night really easy, too, because you just go dancing.
My favorite kind of dance, date night.
Yeah. Aww. Well, you know, people may not know. I forget that people may not know who Jason Odell and Mindy Odell is. So, Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Probably back in 2016-17, I started part-time catering while I was doing mortgages as my day job. And in about 2020, I went, before COVID, I went full-time into the catering business on barbecue.
Right as COVID hit.
Like months right before. And then shifted gears and went into Pickup on Fridays was the new model that we went with. And mm-hmm. And then moved in downtown right next to you guys, and I own Odell Craft Barbecue, and we've been growing every year since.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, we've been here, starting on 16 years, and I've watched the businesses next to us come rolling in here, and just none of them made it. And there's been at least four, that I can remember, maybe more, that never made it in here.
They moved to other places.
In the space. Yeah. Well, no, they didn't. I mean, one did, but the rest of them didn't. They just, that was it. And then to watch you come in here and watch your business model and your smokers are right out here in the back. I mean, I know, I can tell, right? Wait a minute, we're doing brisket today. And, you know, but and you have become, you and Mindy have built this barbecue empire.
Dynasty.
Well, I don't know dynasty yet, but it depends on your kids. But, right here in Reading, and you all continue to grow.
Yeah. Do you see his t-shirt?
Well, dance for meat. Odell, dancing, you know what?
Are you selling
out?
And Mindy has Team Odell.
You're selling?
Okay. Oh, man, that's so cool.
Okay,
Yeah.
Well, may have to.
Right. So, okay, now your spotlighting, as we had our other guests on this morning, talking about the particular event that you're raising money towards inside under the umbrella of, but it's community prevention and education. What do you know about that particular, as you're telling people and you're going out and raising money, that it's not for One Safe Place, but this particular arm of it?
Yeah, I think the education piece is so important for the prevention part. We really want to stop the violence before it happens, and that starts with the education of teens, of what healthy relationships look like, how to spot violence or an unsafe spot for someone when we're community members and we recognize our customers or our people out in the community that are in those and point them to One Safe Place and make sure they understand what resources are out there to get them help. And so you even have a safe bar initiative that they're working on. I just think that the prevention side is so important.
And you've got to start it early.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. It's like reading, frankly. You got to start them as early as you can so they understand this. Our ACEs scores in Shasta County are quite high.
That's huge.
And, you know, we need to reduce those. And this is one way of doing it, the education. And then Mindy, we haven't talked about you.
Right.
Let's talk, you know.
I feel like you're younger. Each time I see you, you're getting younger.
Oh, thank you.
Even though you're growing with these responsibilities, you're getting younger. And I met you several times, and I'm like, let me introduce myself. Well, Mindy, I'm like, oh my God. Well, now that, you know, the glasses come on and it's clear, it's like, wow. So you're in a happy zone. I feel like you're in a happy place.
I am. My babies are in school. We are getting to do this really fun event. I have my own business that's thriving, and as I support
what's your business?
I am an infant swimming instructor. I teach babies how to roll over and float and be safe in the water.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that cool? So are you from a local?
Are you both local?
Yeah.
Fifth grade.
We were both in the same fifth grade class.
I was wondering
about that. Wait a minute. Have you been dating since fifth grade?
No.
Oh, okay. We just knew each other.
Oh, okay. Did you go away and then come back, or did you all just kind of get together?
No, we stayed local. We both went to Shasta College, then went to Simpson University, graduated with our degrees there.
So when did you all know it was kind of serious?
Probably high school, late
high school. Yeah, I was thinking, I had this grade school come over my head while you guys were there. So that's where you met, because I was like, grade school, they've known each other, there's old souls, you know, and then I love that you're doing the infant. That is just... I can see where you've got this peacefulness about you, because that's like a defining, it's very a definitive in your life, doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then seeing the businesses that you guys are growing are bringing such love. I mean, how many weddings, how many events have we been to where your food has been celebrated in turning points of people's lives?
Yeah.
How did they get you into this, Jason? I mean, I know how Mindy got into it, because he said, I'm not going to do it unless you do it. And you said, I'm ready.
Oh, no, it was pretty much the other way around. He got asked, and I said, you better do it. We're doing this together. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah, and my 9-year-old said that I had to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you had to do it.
Jody's a big fan.
Are you a dancer?
More on the athletic side and music side. So
you like a lot of movement,
little
power moves.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to do my ski move, you know, that one.
So you got to pick out two dances. Let's talk a little bit about the dances itself. And
oh, no, you drew them. They drew the dances,
yeah. We drew them out of a hat.
But you didn't know, but you picked them out of a hat, and what are they?
So we got a 20s rumba and a 60s country swing.
Oh, okay. Whoa. So are you practicing a lot at home? Where do you go and practice?
You would think we would have a lot of time together to practice, but as business owners and as parents, there's really not a lot of time. So it's like 11 o'clock at night in our living room.
So true.
Move the furniture and try and get a practice in or two.
Linda goes, practice at 5, dinner at 6.
Right.
And so... That's the way we do it. So anyway, are you happy you volunteered?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is a really cool event. A lot of my friends are big fans of it. Sam did it last year. He's a good friend of mine. My daughter loves Dancing with the Stars, the actual show, and she's been to the two local ones as well the last couple of years. So, it's a great
How
event.
Fun. You inspire them. You know, I think actions and to see kids that when their parents are doing things that maybe make them uncomfortable to grow inspires your children to see you in that element. Yeah, because they can maybe not understand business so much, but they can understand the action of a dance.
Okay, we're here with Jason and Mindy O'Dell. They are part of the Dancing with the Stars. They're stars of Dancing with the Stars. That's going to be October 18th. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about One Safe Place and community prevention and education.
Season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. A great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Variety of backgrounds, part-time, full-time, competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a great place to work. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we're here with two of the stars of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Sol, Jason and Mindy Odell. Of course, they're founders of Odell's Craft Barbecue. And both of them natives from around here, known each other since the fifth grade. And when they asked Jason to do it, Mindy says, "You're doing it." Because Mindy likes to dance.
So let's do it together.
Did you grow up dancing?
Yeah, I grew up dancing, yeah.
Really? So, I mean, like in shows? I would say shows, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, high school,
yep.
college?
Just studio dancing, and then I was really into cheerleading. I actually coached high school cheerleading for 12 years, choreographed routines and stuff.
You know
like
what?
That.
For some reason, I can see that. I can see. Can you see that? Yeah. So there you were. You're the boy. You got the cheerleader.
Football player. Yeah.
Oh gosh. You know what? We used to like, you know, king and queen of which school? High school did you go to?
West Valley.
Oh, West Valley.
How fun.
Okay. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
How cute. Love it.
We're
let's talk about some of your fundraisers too.
Yeah. You graduated from Simpson, and We're broadcasting Simpson's home games for the first time this year.
Oh, wow.
So, I think.
Football season.
Yeah. I mean, they've got four home games, and we're broadcasting those four games. You know, hometown university. Now we have a football team and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
Do you go to those?
Well, you know, the football program is pretty new, and so I haven't been to one yet, and looking forward to go to one. I know.
I think this year is going to be.
Yeah, their coaches come in and have barbecue almost every week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. We talked about it at the break, but let's let for our listeners talk about what you're doing for your branch to raise spotlighting community prevention and education and money for that. Arm of under Dancing with the Stars in Wednesday Place.
Yeah, so we've got two fundraisers. One of them is coming up September 20th. And as being someone who likes to do a lot of events and do food, we decided to do this really cool, we're calling it Dinner on the Bridge. And it's going to be a four-course meal. We'll do an appetizer round, a salad course, and then we're going to do a seafood boil.
Ooh.
Finished with desserts. And we've got three different packages. We actually sold out of our platinum package, so I added four more to those, and it's definitely one of the best values that we got with and with that premium package. It has king crab. We're gonna have a little photo shoot. You have it's gonna have premium cocktails. They'll be paired with it. Comes with two tickets. You'll get a couple cool hats and a $250 gift card to Odell's. Now, there's other packages, too, but that one's definitely best value.
Can I ask how much that is?
That's $1,000.
Okay.
Okay.
And, so it comes for two people. And then there's a couple other packages, too. If you just want to come for the dinner and the four course, that's $125 a ticket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And again, this money doesn't go to Jason Odell or Odell's Barbecue. I mean, you got to meet your expenses, but then every cent over that goes to One Safe Place.
Correct. About 50% of that ticket's going to go to One Safe Place.
Okay.
Yeah.
The community prevention education that Mindy was talking about, prevention efforts, normalizing conversations about domestic violence, sexual assault, and exploitation. As we know, being where we are on the I-5, sex trafficking and sexual exploitation is a big thing. Does One Safe Place, are they out there early in the community? Are they addressing kids? Are they addressing all of that?
Yes, they have the resources you need. So if you are aware of any of that going on, or if you are worried about it or have been victim to that, you definitely, One Safe Place is the spot to go for that. And we are trying to raise awareness with that community education and prevention piece with that, so that parents and children know what to look for and how to prevent that from ever happening to them.
And some of the education, too, is like bartenders, wait staff, educating Uber drivers is another one, cab drivers.
Bank tellers. Bank tellers go through a special one because they'll see the abuse side of it and people trying to write checks, so they're also trained.
That one. Yeah, and the hairdressers is another one.
Hairdressers.
Yeah.
You know what? Because you've told – y'all share a lot,
right?
Sitting there, and you know,
sitting,
I mean,
in that
they
chair
do
for 2 hours,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So y'all end up sharing a lot, and I bet they hear some stuff.
Yeah.
So it's to be able to recognize signs of this,
and then be able to handle it correctly, because you can also handle it incorrectly as well.
Well, that's an education. There you go with your education about what to say, what not to say, because some people can retract by a word or a thought. The other fundraiser you're going to be doing, let's share with our listeners about on the takeout packages.
Yeah, so we have a combo meal that you could also pre-order. We run that every Thursday and Friday. You can go online to our website. And it's a package that will feed about 8 to 10 people. And we'll keep doing that every Thursday, Friday up to our dance in October 18th.
I've got to go check this one out. See, my friends, here's the danger of having your business next to Odell's Barbecue. First of all, I've gotten to know Jason. When he first, I don't know if you remember this, but this is my introduction. That when they lit off the smokers, they smoked us out inside here. And
it is close. It's like apartment buildings right next to each other.
Yeah.
And I knocked on the door, and Jason came out, and I said, "We're getting a lot of smoke." And your reaction to that kind of set this next-door neighborship forever. You were so upset about it. You were going to put fans up and all that. But you figured out in, an hour or so how you could do it, keep the fires going, because you're cooking all night.
Yeah.
And how it would not come into our air conditioning system.
Yeah.
And I knew right then, I said, well, this is a nice guy. And we've been happy to see how you all have grown. And now your newest
venture
down the street here.
Yeah, we just got.
But you're going to keep this open.
Uh-huh. Well, so we're going to do the restaurant concept on Thursday, Fridays. That will go 7 days a week across the street.
Right.
And that'll be just a really cool building, awesome restaurant. We'll have a full bar over there. And then our catering, so, because that's most of our business right now, about 75% of our revenue is actually catering.
Uh-huh.
This will be our catering kind of space right here. In
fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So October 18th, again, tickets are $20 to $55. I think you go to cascadetheater.org.
Yeah.
Probably can do a link on One Safe Place website as well. And you can go to onesafeplace.org as well. So you can probably find out all the information that you need to know. But this particular arm, if you will, that Jason and Mindy will be raising money for is community prevention and education. You've left us with some wonderful thoughts about the education and those people and how to be able to approach when they hear certain things, to be trained to know what to say, what to look for, how to report it, et cetera.
You know, the other thing, too, is empowering bystanders. Because what do? You see somebody doing something. Do you just jump in there? How do you do that? I mean, there is training for this. I mean, there's certain ways you can approach it.
Yeah, and I think that's the question that a lot of people out there have, and that's what One Safe Place community education part is all about. That's what they're trying to do, is raise awareness and help others understand how to.
Yeah, and they've been in, they talked about it one time they were on, something as simple as, hey, is everything okay here? And, and being able to react then to what happens after that. But I don't know. I don't know if I've ever... I must have at some point in my life seen something like that, and I remember I have it in other countries. And how do you intervene? Well, it depends on who you are. Jason would intervene in a different way than Mindy would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but being able to know that. Okay, we've only got like 2 minutes left, 2.5. Is he easy to dance with?
I love dancing with my husband, so yeah.
So it is?
Yeah.
And you're doing a country swing?
Yeah. That's fun.
You know what? I'm envious of that one.
When you say date night, do you guys have like a regular date night?
We do. Every Thursday night, we are out.
I like that. We talked about it, and things get in the way of just what work or whatever, so
it's only been 18 years.
Yeah,
so
I like
sure
the fact
point,
that you've committed to every Thursday night. That's it. That's your night.
Thanks for making my life a lot harder.
You have a sitter.
I put it in the calendar. Yeah. It's really important. Yeah. I mean,
it's just like any other meeting on your.
Don't let anything get in the way of that. So, what do? Go try different restaurants? You take a lot
of Odell's, actually. Yeah.
Lately, it's been a lot of Odell's.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time at Odell's. That's a good place.
Have a cocktail.
And here's the danger. On Thursdays and Fridays, I kind of maybe wander over, get some ribs, come on back. There's lunch. That's it. So,
thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we'll be seeing you. We can't wait to cheer everybody on. It's a spectacular night. I think this is going to be the best ever this year. I like how it's been individualized with the events. It's clearer. It's intentional, and I love to hear the fact that all of the contestants are, however you want to call the dancers, are coming on, and we're getting to see them up close and personal and hear about them and share that with our listeners, who they are, what they do, and why they're doing this.
Yeah, and a big shout out to both you, Jason and Mindy, for doing this for our community, because this is one of their biggest fundraisers. This, of course, in the crab feed, but this is a big one, and we weren't going to do it anymore. And then the outpour of support was so big, One Safe Place went forward with it. But we can't do it without people like you.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got September 20th, dinner at the Bridge at the Diesel Horse, and you can get tickets.
You can get them online at Odell Craft Barbecue on the pre-order. Click pre-order, and you'll get to there. You could also get them on One Safe Place. I believe they have them up on their website now.
Well. And the other is Odell's Barbecue is offering a combo meal.
Correct.
And all the profits from that, all the net proceeds, will go to One Safe Place.
Correct.
And you can get that all the way through October 18th.
Yes.
And it'll feed 8 people.
Yeah.
Or it'll feed me while Linda's out of town for five days.
Yes.
There you go. See, you don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to go over there and that's it.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Redding Police Department with us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Declaring his country unstoppable, China's Xi Jinping has presided over a massive military parade in Beijing. At his side, Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's reclusive dictator.
Kim Jong-un was put front and center of this morning's events, walking through Tiananmen Square alongside President Xi and President Putin. The three of them sat together, talking during the parade. It is striking to see the North Korean leader, who's long been isolated and even poked fun at, be elevated alongside these two powerful world players. Mr. Xi has brought him out of isolation, sending a clear message to the West, particularly the United States, that North Korea and Russia stand with China.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie, President Trump says it's clear that Xi, Putin, and Kim are conspiring against the U.S. 8 people were killed, 50 others wounded in Labor Day weekend shootings in Chicago, and still the mayor, as well as the governor of Illinois, insists they do not need or want federal help in fighting crime. That is not deterring President Trump, who says he will do his duty.
We're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
The president will be taking action over the objections of state and local officials in both Chicago and Baltimore.
We're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country.
Donald Trump has already sent National Guard troops into Washington and federalized the police force here in the nation's capital, where he has legal authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California's historic gold rush town of Chinese Camp is under siege by a wildfire. It's charred thousands of acres, destroyed homes, and forced people to flee their homes. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 84 points, NASDAQ up 271. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. While Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials, trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Deadly political violence in Pakistan.
A suicide bomber has blown himself up outside a stadium as supporters of a nationalist party were leaving a rally on the outskirts of Quetta. With reporters, Bakht Muhammad, Baluchistan health minister, explains, when the rally finished, a suicide blast occurred, and as per initial information, so far more than 12 people have been martyred and 31 wounded, 7 of which are in a critical condition. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The rally was held to mark the anniversary of the death of Sada Atullah Mengal, a veteran nationalist leader and former provincial chief minister. Baluchistan has long been the scene of a low-level insurgency, with groups demanding independence from the central government. The separatists have largely targeted security forces and workers from Pakistan's Punjab province. I'm Charles Delezette.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Google gets a mixed decision in court.
A federal judge's ruling will require a shakeup of Google's search engine, but stopped short of ordering the sale of Chrome in a government antitrust case. The decision orders Google to give rivals access to some of its search engine secrets, including data stockpiled to create search results. Google fiercely opposed this resolution. The ruling is anticipated to cause ripple effects across an industry where there's little legal precedent to govern its frontiers. Google has vowed to appeal this decision and to continue fighting a separate DOJ litigation. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has announced that U.S. Space Command will be located in Alabama. That reverses a decision by the Biden administration to keep the headquarters in Colorado. And this decision by President Trump ends a four-year battle between the two states over the headquarters location. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 3rd of September, 2025, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. And good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
National, what was that, Bowtie Day or what?
I forget what day it was.
It wasn't a good one.
It was National Bowling League Day.
Bowling. Oh, Bowling
yeah,
League.
That's the big that's difference between bow tie, honey.
Okay. And
Bowling League. And well, we talked about that we did it in sixth grade.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, not together.
No.
Linda's older than me.
No, but the couple who was just here, the O'Dells, knew, you know, we're in fifth grade together.
Known each other since fifth grade. Went to West Valley.
Yeah.
Went to Shasta College. Yeah. Simpson. Got married. Jeez.
Going to give you an update of the weather. It's going to be about 102 today. Most of the clear skies tonight. Overnight lows of 73. The forecast for tomorrow calls for a hot day with about 100. And Thursday night, overnight lows of 68. As we progress on to Friday, looks like we have about 93 and overnight lows on Friday night, about 65. As we progress to the weekend, Saturday, 89. Sunday looks like we could have a little bit of chance of showers after 11 p.m., but Sunday night is calling for overnight lows of about 64. Then on Monday and Tuesday, the forecast is calling for a chance of showers with 86 and 86. Under those triple-digit weathers, are we looking forward to that? Of course, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. It is a veteran-owned company as well. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793 for all of your propane and gas needs.
First Wednesday of each month, we have the Raiden Police Department on, and today, Lieutenant Rob Garnero is joining us. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for being here with us today. Well, hey.
So what's on the list?
It was his turn. But tell us a little bit, first of all, tell us a little bit about you, how you got into police work, are you from around here, all those questions.
We spoke a few months ago.
Yes. Yeah.
I am from Shasta County. I'm a Shasta County native, down Cottonwood area, West Valley.
You a West Valley high school guy, too?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. You know, all of them come in here, they look like they've been lifting weights for
O'Dell, like, wasn't he West Valley?
Their whole life. Yeah, he was West Valley. Yeah, so. Did you know him, or is he?
No, a lot of those guys, you said O'Dell?
Yeah,
Jason O'Dell from O'Dell's Barbecue, he went to West Valley.
I don't know him. Okay. I thought you were talking about our officer, who's much younger than I am.
But I was just wondering, maybe
Our former, the guests before you with the O'Dells that have, they're competing Barbecue and Dancing with the Stars, so they both went to West Valley.
Yeah, I saw him on the way out. He looks a lot younger than I am.
Yeah, well, see. You look like you're 30.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks. Tell the guys at work that.
Yeah, tell them.
They all comment on my gray hair. So. Coming in.
You're probably one of those guys that has to put gray in your hair so you can, you know, look a little younger.
Actually,
a little gravitas there.
You know, when I started getting gray hair, I actually saw a little bit more respect on the streets for some of the people.
That goes to a certain point.
Believe it or not.
It goes to a certain point. And then it gets when you become this, you know, when you have become the silver fox, then things change.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're from around here. And what got you into police work?
Yeah, like I said, after high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I needed some money for school, so I went in the military. I went in the Navy and was deployed on a carrier, the Carl Vinson, when 9/11 occurred. We were out there in the Gulf, so our ship launched all the initial missions in Afghanistan, et cetera. did a deployment there, came back for a bit, did another deployment to South Korea, and as around that time, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with my life. I was trying to get money for college.
That was your initial 4 years?
4 years. I did 4 years.
And you had two pumps out of that.
Yeah, two deployments. Yeah. First one was 10 months with 9/11. Second one was, I think, 8 months.
Okay.
And Nord is just kind of doing operations around North Korea because they were also causing some issues at that time, as they still are. So I was finishing up my career in the military, if you want to call it that, my stint. And one of my parents' neighbors, they had moved while I was deployed since graduating high school, as a CHP commander here in Reading. And came home on leave, talked to him a little bit, he encouraged me to look into police work and set me up with a couple ride-alongs with the CHP. And I was like, man, this is pretty awesome. This is fun. I could totally do this. You know, this is up my alley, being a prior military guy and a sports guy, you know.
Sure.
You're just having the structure and the, you know, military command presence.
The structure is really big for a lot of the military that get out. They go into work in a, that I've found from talking.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of guests on, former military and all this. When there's no structure, the structure is a civilian structure, which is totally not
Absolutely.
What you're used to.
Right.
You can get uncomfortable in that.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right if you've been in that military environment for a while. Well, I was also raised, you know, by pretty strict parents in sports all the time, you know, wrestling and football, which is very regimented.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been my life up to this point, my entire life. So this fits me well, the, you know, paramilitary kind of structure the police department has. So.
And you've obviously have done well in it.
Huh, good enough, I suppose. Yeah, I'm hearing a show, Carl. Must be doing something right.
Yeah. So Rob, how did you get on with the, did you start with the CHP?
Yeah, so long story short, I applied to the CHP and I got accepted. I was out of the military about a year going to college and the state's pretty slow. They called me out of the blue and I was about to start my next semester at college. Hey, you gotta be in the academy Monday. I was able to defer it and get another semester of college done. And went into the CHP. I started in West Los Angeles, spent a couple of years there. And then had some friends with the Reading Police Department who kind of recruited me here. Because I did traffic for a couple of years at the CHP. It wasn't really my thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, after a couple of years of doing that, I kind of wanted to chase bad guys, do the detective thing, be a SWAT guy, all the fun stuff we do at the Reading Police Department, I wanted to do. So I came over in 2007. The rest is history.
So you've been here since 2007. How long were you with the CHP?
About 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. And then, funny story, I had to go back for a year. The CHP probably doesn't like me very much. I had to go back for a year in 2010 because of the recession. I got a pink slip to get laid off. So I went back to the CHP for about a year. I stationed in Plumas County. Then after a year, the city's budget was looking better, and I got a call from retired Chief Schuler now, who was doing hiring back then. Said, hey, do you want to come back? We got the money and everything. And I kind of hemmed and hawed because getting a pink slip wasn't that fun. I wanted job security as well. But at the end of the day, after some reflection, I decided this department was right for me. It fit me well, so I came back.
Okay, so yeah, I remember that we
right
we let loose a number of police.
We didn't have to lay anybody off. Eight of us got pink slips, and me and somebody else left, and they ended up not having to lay anybody off. Me and another guy leaving saved them from having to lay off one or two people.
Okay,
and then within a year, everything was figured out. It was kind of
gonna work out.
It could have put a bad taste in my mouth. I'm not gonna lie to you at the time that I had to leave and then come back,
right.
And you know, because they couldn't figure out the budget. But at the end of the day, I liked the department. Whatever happened back then, that was that was an odd financial time for
a
everybody,
political,
private
weird,
and
yeah.
public.
It was
really strange.
Things were strange.
Very
going
strange.
On there. Yeah, we were just and we were. Starting the station in that, you know, that those couple years going on, that was really our.
So that was my thing with coming back. I told Bill Schuler, I was like, you guys are going to lay me off again, right? Because I don't think the CHP is going to take me back.
I can only go dip into that well so many times, okay?
But it worked out. So.
Hey, we are here with Lieutenant Rob Garnero, Reading Police Department, and he's a local guy, a military veteran. Thank you for your service, of course. CHP. And over here to the Reading Police Department's been here since 07.
Yep.
And we're going to get into what he's doing when we get back from these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell's Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell began her company back in 1993 and since then has been helping our community ever since. Insurance, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is two separate entities, insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, maybe your stock market, things like this, or your insurance, and as we know, insurance has become a real problem here in California. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of the policies you have. Maybe she's got some better ways of doing it, and we all need better ways of doing it. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with the service and professionalism of that company. Again, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with Reading Police Department.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Slapdown. Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hand on Saturday, September 13th. Watch and awe while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, yes, it's hump day. Monday is our beginning of the week. Tuesday is meh Tuesday. Then you have hump day, and then Thursday you're sliding into Friday. So, okay. Thank you, man. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than the windshield whisperer himself, Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for about 30 years. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. He fixes your windshield, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield, as long as you have that. The life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis from a master windshield repair specialist, make a call for an appointment at 530-241-8373 or just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street and Jeff will take care of it. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Radiant Police Department, Lieutenant Rob Garnero, a local guy that's been with the department for, gosh, since 07, came over from the Highway Patrol. So what do you do in the at Radiant Police Department right now as a lieutenant there?
Yeah, currently I'm in charge of a special services unit, so that's your neighborhood police unit, your bike team, park rangers, cleanup work program, school resource officers, crisis intervention response team. Wow. All our little specialty units within patrol. Yeah. I supervise, and it can be quite daunting, quite a lot. There's a bunch of moving parts. Everybody's doing something else. They have a different mission, so trying to keep track of all that and working with my sergeants to make sure we're, you know, on point doing what we should be doing. It's been pretty challenging, but fun. And I have great sergeants and great people.
Well, the crisis response teams have really been a big thing for our community.
Yes, and we have one officer in that unit now. He's doing a phenomenal job. He actually helped out quite a bit yesterday with our double homicide.
You know, I don't talk a lot about things like that happen. Mm-hmm. It's in the news and our news talks about it. But when I read about that, and then the day before somebody killed somebody, I wasn't sure if he stabbed him with the arrow or shot him with an arrow.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk much about those cases because they just kicked off. I'm just giving him credit because he really helped resolve a very volatile situation our officers had to go into. And with his capabilities, Officer Tracy, and his skills, he's able to calm the suspect down.
De-escalate everything
unarmed.
Down.
Oh, so great. he's clutch in those situations
resolving
these issues. So we're very fortunate to have him and others that have done that job as well.
And then you have bike teams?
Correct. We have a bike team. They're mainly downtown, you know, keeping the businesses and local shopping areas down here clean. They also go on the river trail and do a bunch of other activities as well as helping our neighborhood police unit when need be.
Sure.
Kind of all over the map.
Well, some street denizen threw a rock through our window. We interacted with your bike team and very professional.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over that.
Yeah, they actually received an award from the downtown club a couple months back for all their efforts in cleaning up the area.
Do they have a presence, you know, we used to hear about on Hotel Row over there on Hilltop. Cars are being broken into all the time, all that kind of stuff. We don't hear so much about that now. Is it, you know, is there a bigger presence?
Yeah, there are. I mean, between, so all these teams, well, mainly, you know, park rangers, bike team, and neighborhood police unit, we have them work together. So when we have problems, like on the east side of town, those hotels, as you spoke of, car break-ins, we'll, you know, assemble our teams and go over there and, you know, just start, you know, checking out with people who look suspicious and creating a heavy presence of patrol until we squash the issue.
Did the neighborhood police unit just make a big bust?
They made several big busts in the last few weeks.
Yeah. And one of them, I mean, mm-hmm. lots of money and drugs and all types of stuff like that.
Yeah, one of those cases, you know, I'm not going to talk about the case, obviously.
No, that's fine.
Kicked off, but one of the cases actually.
It's nice. People need to know is that the effort that, you know, the money that we're paying or the funding that goes to the police department, there are a lot of results out of this. So people need to know about it.
Yeah, just go to our Facebook page. I mean, I don't know the details off the top of my head, but we post a lot of our bigger operations and search warrants and just the amount of fentanyl, meth, guns, illegal monies, all that stuff that these officers have seized and taken off the streets is eye-opening.
It is. When you
Little old Redding.
Yeah, 92,000
of us.
I was going to give some credit to some of our patrol officers, too. A lot of these patrol officers have initiated this information, even written warrants that our neighborhood police units helped out with. So it's department-wide. We have a lot of great people doing some great things right now.
Let's talk park rangers. When it was first announced, people were kind of like park rangers, but
right.
they're Redding Police Department. What's their mission?
So it's basically a collaborative effort with Parks and Recreation. I mean, for years here, specifically like the South City Park and Caldwell Park, there have been ongoing mm-hmm. issues. The transients taking up occupancy in some of the nicer areas like the gazebo. Drug use, filth in the bathrooms, even some crimes that are sexual in nature have been going on for years in a lot of these parks. So it was kind of decided that, instead of tasking a patrolman who has all these other things to do with patrolling the park when he can, let's just have a full-time team that can focus on our parks and our open spaces and keep it clean so that people can enjoy these things.
Well, that is a problem. Like, we're down at the rodeo grounds a lot,
right.
Of course.
And it's the hot spot, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's two bathrooms there.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I think I don't know where that grant went, but they were going to redo the ramp and that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some of our younger, like the junior rodeo and all that they didn't want.
Yeah.
They were uneasy down there. I mean, we had security and all that, but they were uneasy because of stuff. And it seems like that's cleaned up down there. Y'all been making a real effort to move those people away.
Yeah, that area back there, the parking by the boat ramp, that's been a honey hole for years, and I call it a honey hole because you knew you were going to go down there and you're working graveyards and get an arrest. There's always someone using drugs or doing shit, and having the park rangers really down there patrolling frequently every day has helped.
Well, it does. And one of the things that people could say is when we build the downtown, because people were, we've got all this homeless down. If you build downtown, there's a lot, and people are moving around, homeless move out of there because they don't like being rousted all the time.
Right.
I've noticed the difference since all this stuff is now going on downtown.
Yeah, and it's a community effort. It takes the business owners, creating nice spaces to operate their businesses and inviting patrons downtown. And just along with our enforcement, it's a collaborative effort to really clean up the area and make it enjoyable again.
Yeah, well, that's the idea is that, because there's more, we want to have bigger and more, day-long events, maybe a week-long events in downtown Redding. And you can't do that if people are concerned about people shooting up in front of them and all that. But that seems to, that effort in the collaboration seems to be working down here.
It is.
So CERT, park rangers, neighborhood police, bike teams. And the bike teams, like I said, we interacted with them when we had an incident here. But they're on the trails. Electric bikes.
Well, both.
Both, okay.
Well, I don't know if we have any analog bikes, should I call them anymore?
Analog.
Yes. They're on bikes. They're all over. They're on the trails. They try to focus on where the problems are. They frequently patrol downtown. But, a lot of the information we get is from the community. Hey, there's a heavy presence down in this location on the River Trail. Can you guys check it out? They email us or call us.
Do we have room? You know what? I can only remember one incident of a civilian somebody that's not from the streets getting attacked down there, and it was an older lady, and it was years ago. Is it dangerous to be on the river trail?
No, not at all. I wouldn't say. I use it a lot with my family on my days off. I would say the biggest issue, though, is they're trashing our waterways. Like, you go to some areas where they camp, and you have needles, you have feces, trash. It's all kinds of things that shouldn't be going in the Sacramento River, especially for fishermen like me.
Yeah.
And then they're starting fires. They're having campfires at night, so it's a fire hazard. There are tons of fires started by the homeless down there. And then, it's simply the blight. I mean, one of the gems of Redding, I would say, is that river trail, right?
Right.
It's a beautiful place to go walk with your family. And if you start seeing homeless everywhere and drug addicts and issues like that, you're not going to want to go.
The fact is that with all the outdoor activities we have, and I know I've floated down the river there, and a good fishing guide, he's whipping that boat on, so you're not looking at the naked river inhabitants over there. But still, like you said, and what they're finding is they had their own little sewers going down into the river.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and between you all and I guess fishing games in there and other people, trying to clean that up, and it's not easy.
No, so. It's ongoing. It's just going to be something we continue to do. If you really think about it, homelessness is a societal issue, not a police issue, but we're tasked with putting the Band-Aids on, which we will continue to do to keep our city clean, as clean as possible. But it is, you kick them out of one area, they move to the next, you got to go down there and kick them out. So,
yep.
Just ongoing effort, but we have good people, put their uniform on every day and continue that effort.
Absolutely. Okay, hey, I'm here with Lieutenant Rob Garnero, Redding Police Department, heads up the Special Services Unit. And, of course, when you were in the military, Special Services handed out basketballs and stuff like that in the Marine Corps. Special Services, that kind of stuff. But it's a lot different here in the RPD. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. I found them in 2007 when I moved here to Redding, and I've never left. I've never had a bad haircut there. They are pros. I've gone through like three barbers, and now I've had Tim and Logan been there now for, 7-8 years, Tim for longer. You're not going to find a better haircut in Redding, in my opinion. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. I can make an appointment that works on my schedule. I can roll in, get my hair cut, and leave, or I can hang around if I want to, get there early, find out what's going on, catch up on my Saturday Evening Post. Yes, they still publish the Saturday Evening Post. I didn't think they did, but they do. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding cut. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off.
blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda went off on, she's on, got appointments this morning, so she's gone. 8:35 in the morning here on the 3rd of September. It's, gosh, the weather's going to be getting down in the 80s this weekend, so that's going to be great. We're here with Lieutenant Rob Garnero, who heads up special services at the Reading Police Department, which includes the CERT teams, the park patrol, the bike patrol,
park rangers, school resource officers.
School resource officers, of course, we've just had, you know, not here, of course, in Reading, but in other places. Could we have school resource officers in every school? Is it a money thing?
It is a money thing. So a lot of these schools that have school resource officers, some are multiple schools, help pay part of that officer's salary, or if they want their own full-time school resource officer, like the high schools, they'll pay, you know, a portion of that officer's salary. So it does come down to a money thing, but our officers do flex and cover other schools in the city of Reading, whether or not they pay for a school resource officer. If the service is needed, we'll help them out as need be.
Okay. It's not a guarantee nothing is going to happen, but you do have a trained law enforcement official on campus.
Correct.
Do you, have schools hardened themselves, in your opinion? In other words, can you walk onto campus and walk into a classroom?
No. There are several rules to campuses now. There are video surveillance everywhere. You have to check in at the office. A lot of campuses are becoming more fortified in the sense that there's fence around the area, so you can't just walk on the campus, go to any classroom.
I think personally that's a good idea. I know people say, oh, it's kind of like we're putting them in a prison camp. No. No, in today's society, what we're doing is keeping the animals out.
It doesn't have to look like a prison. You can do it with some, you know, decorative fencing. You can make it look pleasant to the eye.
Sure.
You know, I'm on a school road out at Grant, actually, and it's a huge issue for us out there, campus security, because we're out of town, and it's the way these schools were built back in the day. There's open campuses.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't rebuild the school. No school has money for that, so you kind of have to do the best with the layout you're giving and try to erect fences and put cameras in where you can. But, you know, back then when all these schools were built, this wasn't an issue. You know,
no.
People were going around shooting up schools.
People were bringing their guns to school out the parking lot.
Their shotguns in the back window.
Because you're hunting. You're hunting doves in the morning.
Yeah. It's just a different time. And,
you know, it is.
But we have to adjust.
And we talked a little bit about this during the break. It's just anecdotal, but I'll ask most of the law enforcement through here. Are we getting more violent here in Reading?
No,
is it just because you see some things and it kind of sticks with you?
Yeah, you know, honestly, violent crime has dropped. The statistics show. But there's always going to be an issue with violent crime. And when there is now, you know, we have social media posts. All this information comes out right away with more detail than there used to be. And we were just talking during the break. You were asking me about, you know, we have three homicides in a row. What is happening? And, you know, that happens. We say in law enforcement, especially here at RP, you know, it's peaks and valleys. It's going to get really, for some reason, you know, we'll have all these, you know, violent crimes all in a row in a cluster, and then it'll kind of quiet down for a few months. And then we'll get all these, like, shootings and violent crimes. It's just, it's odd how that happens. And, you know, the summer, for the most part, has been pretty mellow. Not to say without incident, but, you know. And then here we are moving into the school year, September, and then, boom, within 2 days, we have three homicides.
And but the, you know, the homicides were people that knew each other.
Yeah, we discussed that, too, on the break. You were asking me, hey, if I walk down the street, do I have to fear that I'm going to get, you know, violently assaulted or murdered? I'm not going to say that can't happen, because it could happen if somebody wants to mug you, rob you, et cetera. But chances are it won't happen, especially some of our nicer areas of town. And these a lot of these homicides and violent crimes are, you know, internal issues, whether it's a feud over drug dealing or some family feud.
Well,
or,
and as I remarked, I said, I feel safe walking around here.
Right.
And I've been to the, you know, the food truck park, at, you know, at night and watching kids and everybody around that. I do not feel like I'm in danger. But then again, I don't go down in certain areas.
Right.
Like, I don't walk along the river trail with, you know, $100 bills, you know, fastened to my body. But, and just walking down the street, even when you do see that person that's screaming and yelling at something as they're walking on the opposite side of the street,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like there's that danger here.
Right.
And I see so many people out in the river trail during the day and mm-hmm. all this, and it seems like there's, that is also safe.
Yes.
So, you know, when I look at it like that, I would say Redding is a very safe place. But we do have incidents.
Right.
We can't help it. We're a city.
And it's a large city.
Yeah.
As well. You know, so we're going to have those pockets of areas. We do have a drug problem. You know, we have criminals in our town, and along with that element, you're going to have crimes, violent crimes and murders.
It's most the way it is. Y'all have got a pretty good record of catching everybody that has this. I mean,
we do.
I mean, a real good
record. And like kind of what I was talking about before, a lot of these homicides are internal issues. It's a feud over, you know, a relationship or drugs. So it isn't Sherlock Holmes most of the time. We do get them to who did this.
Yeah.
You know, oh my gosh, we're going to spend months figuring this out. And we have had those, but most of the time you can figure these homicides out within, you know, minutes or first few hours because, oh, Jim over here was mad that Bob, you know, stole his drugs or whatever and went and sold them and made the money, you know, and okay, so then you get cell phones and all kinds of stuff. You can kind of put it together pretty quickly. Or, you know, like the last few days, patrol goes out there and there's your suspect on scene. Yeah, I did this. You
know, I did it.
Yeah.
I know
which
I'm
is hard to wrap your head around, right? You know, you just kill someone and the cops go, hey, I did it, you know.
Well, you know, no, because... Yeah, I mean, true. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we're so used to, you know, looking at, you know, TV shows, CSI,
yeah.
and everybody,
yeah,
you know, they're covering their tracks and all this. But I would you say, I mean, in your experience, that when you have something like this, it's a violent crime, didn't have to be murder, but violent. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think people just lose their cool, lose their temper, and they commit these heinous crimes. It's like, the police show up and they're like, well, there's no way out of this now. You know,
yeah.
I did it, you know, can't lie about it. Here I am holding a murder weapon.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple of trials going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all types of things that are happening. But all in all, I've seen the statistics. Our violent crimes are going down. Our burglaries are going down and all this. And considering that you take the low-level offenders, even though they are just totally jerks, you know, and you've busted them several times. The people they have to keep in the jail or are the ones that kill somebody or rape somebody or, you know, forms of domestic violence or child abuse and things. They end up in jail.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. And then, you know, our jail has limited space. We take, you know, someone in for theft or possession of drugs.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to kick out somebody who committed a homicide to hold this guy, so it's kind of, he has a triage, and you know, a lot of times it does become a book and release situation, but you know, the county's working with the city, we're looking at some long-term solutions.
We're going to take a break here, but the city just announced they're signing a lease with the county for this Sheriff Johnson's idea on, you know, of taking these low-level offenders.
Correct.
And I'd like to get your thought on that when we get back, and we will be right back with Lieutenant Rob Garnero from the Redding Police Department.
We get it on.
Get
ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be a-smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Hey, we're going to be doing work on our AM transmitter, and it's going to be off and on for the next week or so until we can get all the stuff lined out, bringing in an engineer from Napa. You don't even want to know. I'm in the wrong business. You're in the wrong business. If you could tune tower transmitters, that's the job to get. Anyway, so we're going to be going, we'll probably be off and on for periods of time while we're tuning up the transmitters and fixing the tower. It's been years since that's happened, so I guess we dodged the bullet. I just want to let everybody know, in case you can't get the AM all the time. We're here with Lieutenant Rob Garnero from the Redding Police Department, and he heads up the Special Services Division, which has the does they have SWAT in there, too?
No.
Okay, SWAT's
just a separate entity.
It's more of a specialty. Okay. And so, but he has the Park Rangers. He's got the Bike Patrol. He's got the CERT teams. He's got Neighborhood Police.
Correct. Unit.
And what else?
You get school resource officers.
School resource officers.
CWPO is our cleanup work program. They go out and clean up the transient camps. That's also.
Let's talk about that for a second. You know, it seems like when the transients are in a place and then you all move them from that place, then you have a team that comes in and cleans up after them.
Yeah, that's our CWPO. And they'll post camps too with a 48-hour notice to vacate. And most of the time they get compliance and they'll move in. And
tons of trash.
Correct, yeah. A lot. And I don't have the numbers with me right now, but I know Sergeant Townsley keeps them. It's a lot. And we'll update our website or our Facebook page.
Well, who does the cleanup itself? Is it just volunteers or what?
No, we have, they're classified as CWPOs, but I would, compare them to community service officers. Mm-hmm. But that's their assignment. There's Janae Johnson, Brittany Moore, and Dave Sheffield. And we also have, work crews, like probation stuff, help them out.
Uh-huh.
And they'll just go out to these camps once they're posted and it's ready to clear out and go clean them up. And they have the big truck and all the equipment with the claw. And then, they pick up all the stuff, put it in the dump bed, and then take it out to the transfer station.
And there's tons.
Oh, every day.
During the year.
Every day.
They gave us a number last year, and it was just hard to fathom they were taking that much stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
How many do we have? Semi? I know you don't want them to be semi permanent, but do we have one place or a couple places that homeless hang?
Well, yeah. You mean frequent places we have to target?
Yeah.
The Mercy Canyon, Living Canyon. We're in there quite a bit. Parkview area, some of the little hidey holes along the ACID canal. They're always moving back in there. That whole area down there. Then, Lake Boulevard, that canyon below Lake Boulevard. There's a lot of fires that are started back there due to homeless issues in the Lake Boulevard area. Then even up by Oasis, a lot of the property bordering, between Redding and Shasta Lake City, there's a big problem up there, and it's privately owned, so we have to constantly work with the property owner who's out of the area to go in there and clean up. And there's actually a fire in that parcel, a month or so ago.
Okay. Sheriff Johnson presented this idea, and I can't remember the name right now, but essentially what it is a unit or a facility that's going to take low-level offenders and people with drug and alcohol problems and treat them there and instead of putting them in jail.
Correct.
Okay. They just signed off on the lease on that last night. So what kind of impact, in your opinion? Because in your job, you see a lot of this.
Yeah, I would say, all this became really frustrating in law enforcement, over 10 years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago, when, they decriminalized a lot of the drug possession and theft and all those laws. And I remember taking people to jail when I was doing that job, and they would be crying in my backseat because they knew they were going to be in and out of jail and they wouldn't have the opportunity to go through rehab or cleanup. And it was just a vicious cycle that we still see today.
Yeah.
So we've been saying this in law enforcement for years. We don't need this high security jail like we have, which is built like a prison. So we could have lower level holding, cheaper holding, put these guys to work, get them into rehab. We need a facility like that, whether it's, giving them life skills, work skills, rehab, whatever you want to do. But we need something to get these guys off the street, get them clean, fix them, and then send them back up and out to the society, hopefully, and do something with themselves. Something we've been saying for years. So to see that we're actually taking a step in that direction is awesome, and it's what's required, in my opinion, to really, keep Reading a great, or Shasta County a great place to live.
No, I agree. I couldn't figure out why when I first moved here, and they were gosh, what was that? 60, 70? We were having problems with the jail then.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was, and then of course when, 104 and all those others, they passed, just terrible. But, the impact it had on communities. But I always wondered why we didn't have some kind of lower level facility that being naive about it, but it seemed like these are not your gangbangers. These are ones that why can't we put them in something like a fenced-in facility.
Yeah, get them clean.
Yeah,
for a
why
few
can't
weeks.
We do that? Yeah. And so, but it was a bridge too far back then. And of course, I had nothing to say about it except talk about it. But this one, it this is what we need. And it really, I mean, it's really gratifying to hear you talk about it, how this could be a game changer.
Yeah. We, and like I said, we've all in law enforcement been talking about this need for years. And I think a lot of it is, you know, money. Take sure. Money to open a facility and like
well,
to get it going.
Now, are we talking about that they have offenders that will come in? Are they all on like a ankle bracelet or something like that?
You know, that's more of a question for the sheriff and how he wants to run it.
Okay.
But my understanding is it's either, you know, they have to check in every day or they stay there. I'm not sure if that's been ironed out, but they will go there. They will get rehabilitated. They will have to, you know, do work parties, you know, maybe learn some skills. That's kind of the idea behind it.
Yeah.
More of a rehabilitation facility than a high security prison like our
jail. Right. That they can come in, they get clean.
They're
talking to, you know, counselors, the life skills, like you said, things as simple as, you know, writing a resume or dressing, you know, wearing clothes.
Yeah.
And the hardest part, though, when I was talking to people that work in this type of thing, is the idea of going to work every day, 9 to 5.
For the people who are addicted to drugs?
Well, yeah. The ones that even get through this thing, it's the idea of going to work every day, 5 days a week. And that's really tough to overcome.
Yes, it is. It is, especially if you live that type of lifestyle for so long where you haven't had any structure to your life. You know, you wake up, a lot of these guys wake up in the afternoon, they're up all night, you know, using drugs or doing whatever they're doing, stealing to support their habits. It's such a strange, gross lifestyle. But if you were to live that for years and then try to claim to be a normal person, I imagine that is truly a struggle.
Yeah.
But I have seen it in my career, people I've arrested a handful of times, I'll see them years later and they're clean. They're doing pretty well.
That's great. You know, that must be pretty gratifying.
Yeah, it's not as much as you think. When it happens, you're like, okay, it could happen. But it's the person's mindset, too. We think we can throw these people in rehab and throw them in these skill shops and that, and it's going to solve the problem. They have to want to change, and people don't realize that. We can spend gobs of money on these programs, but people just have to get to a point where they got to fix themselves.
We need to take a look at programs that work.
Right.
And let's put our funding into that.
Right.
I mean, in this homeless debacle we've had in California, $27 billion spent, and they can't, you know, homeless got worse, and they can't point at any specific program that worked because they weren't keeping track of it. When we find a program that works, and I understand this program is pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone down and checked it, you know, programs like this. If we could just get 25%.
Yeah, that's a win.
Oh, that's a huge win. And then you just keep building on that every year. And that means there's 25% less people, 10%, even 10% less people that are having to be as wards of the county and city are now adding to our, you know, the tax base, they're working, taking care of themselves.
Productive people. Yep.
Yeah, so when the sheriff comes on, we're going to sit down and try and nail out, you know, some of his specifics, since it looks like now it's going to move forward.
Yeah, I'm sure he has his vision. He can tell you all about it.
So what are you looking at? And we got like 2 minutes left, Rob. What are we looking at for the next 6 months here with the Reading Police Department?
Well, we're really hopeful about this public safety sales tax, just, you know, simply because our budget, we could use the funding. The city's grown so much, become so busy, and we have such demanding jobs now. When I started Reading PD, we didn't have bike teams and MPU and park rangers and CERT teams.
Well, policing has changed.
It's just changed.
Changed.
It's very demanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have enough officers and resources to really effectively tackle the problem for a city our size. So that's what we're hoping for. And I can't get on the show as a member of the police department and advocate for this tax. I'm just saying, you know, we're kind of hopeful that, you know, the community sees that need and helps us out, because we'd like to do more. We'd like to, you know, become more staffed, have more resources, more tools available. So we're waiting kind of to see what happens in the next 6 months. And
people have to understand this isn't going to, this isn't going for raises. Nobody's getting raises out of this. This money is fenced off so that when it goes to the police department, it's to hire new officers, equipment. I mean, we patrol an area that's twice the size of Chico.
Right.
And, like 3 or 4 times the size of other cities of our population.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's so many things to this, and I hope that the people who are advocating for this are going to start pushing this.
Yeah, and once again, you know, as a member of the city, I can't push this. I'm
just saying the benefit would be. No, no, and I understand
to all
that.
Kinds of departments. So, yeah. You know, we are hopeful
well,
about
it's
that.
Fire, it's parks.
The jail,
it's
parks.
The jail.
Roads.
You know, parks. This could be paying for that alternative custody program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, Rob, thanks a lot. So what are you going to do now? Go back to work?
Well, I got to wash my car. I got a little dirty yesterday, so it was a busy day yesterday. Driving a lot of dirt roads, so go get the car washed, check in the office.
Where was that at?
Our case out there.
Oh, okay.
Just earlier. Yeah,
well, so. All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us tomorrow. And we have Doug Jenke coming in. I've got an author calling in at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, that's talking about the disappearance of farms in America. And it's won several awards, so we'll be talking to him for a little while about what's causing this. Well, how come we're losing our farms and ranches? And you might be surprised at some of the reasons that he's written about. So have a great day. It's going to still be hot today, so hydrate, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.